Nevada regulators approved the final set of rules that will govern the state's recreational cannabis industry last week. The regulations come after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently announced that the Justice Department has rescinded a set of internal memos that allowed states to create and regulate cannabis themselves. But as Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports, despite the uncertainty, Nevada's newest commodity continues to grow across the state.
If you walk into the cultivation facility owned by Sierra Well in Reno, one thing hits you immediately, the smell of pot. It's not overpowering, but it's noticeable.
When I first walked in here, I would get rashes and I'd become sort of allergic, but we went through incredible lengths to design HVAC systems with, you know, tremendous redundancy on the filtration system.
That's Fernando Leal, the CEO of Sierra Well, formerly Sierra Wellness Connection. They also own two dispensaries in Reno and Carson City. He says the 11,000 square foot facility produces hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product every couple of weeks.
Our rooms are really populated with multiple different strains, and our strains are really predicated on, that we grow are predicated on the demand that we're seeing in the dispensaries.
Now his facility and roughly 275 others in Nevada are in jeopardy. Earlier this month, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a memo to the Department of Justice rescinding what has become known as the Cole Memorandum. It was an Obama-era decision that told federal prosecutors not to go after marijuana businesses that are compliant with their state laws. That decision left an industry already working in a legal gray area with even more questions.
There's over $150 million in taxes that won't be collected. There's 6,000 some jobs that at least won't be legitimate, won't have benefits and pay taxes and things. There's really no reason to try to shut down because you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
That's Nevada State Senator Tick Sagerbloom, a Democrat from Las Vegas. Sagerbloom has become known for his work championing legalized marijuana around the state. And he's not far off. According to the State Department of Taxation, pot has brought in more than $37 million in tax revenue, exceeding expectations. And that's just between July 1st and the end of November. The industry also employs roughly 8,700 people. Department Director Dion Contine says as long as there's an industry, it'll be her job to regulate it.
As long as there are businesses that are operating, as long as somebody above my level hasn't said, we're going to shut this down, and I don't anticipate that happening, we have to do the things day in and day out that we're required to do under the initiative and under the regulations.
Governor Brian Sandoval and Attorney General Adam Laxalt, both Republicans, have issued statements saying they will continue to review how Sessions' announcement will affect Nevada. Other states, including California and Colorado, have taken stronger positions, vowing to fight the shift in federal enforcement. But some around Nevada aren't taking chances. In November, Elko County commissioners, including Cliff Eklund, voted against allowing any marijuana establishment from operating in the county.
I would like to see if it's going to be against the federal law to make it against the federal law nationwide and enforce it on the states.
But if Congress does take action and votes to officially allow states to control their own pot industries, then Eklund says the commission may reverse its decision. And that's what some in the industry, like Sierra Well CEO Fernando Leal, are hoping for.
I think that there's a tremendous amount of gray area. I've been in business for 33 years. I've never heard the term gray area in business until I entered the cannabis industry. So I think anything that's going to drive conversation and get people talking about what needs to be done and to take a side, I think is ultimately going to be a very net positive for the industry.
Until Congress acts, officials in Nevada say they will continue forging ahead despite the murky waters. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.
As an editor's note, it was recently reported by the Nevada Independent that Democratic State Senator Tick Sagerbloom has a seat on the board of a Canadian-based marijuana company, which operates a facility in North Las Vegas.